Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. This has been a real interesting afternoon. We've had a few little problems trying to get phone lines straight. You know, sometimes, do you ever have a couple dust bunnies under some furniture someplace that just hasn't seemed to be able to clear out? Well, apparently we had a few dust bunnies under some telephone lines here, and we just can't get this thing going. So, let me tell you where it is. I'm on the line, as you can tell. I've lost my partner. She's out there someplace in Never Ever Land. And the telephone company just can't seem to put the two of us together. So, for better or for worse, you got me alone here. Call in 877-876-5227. I guess it was just the intent of spirit for me to be standing on this soapbox all by myself. So if you're out there listening and you're hearing this, I don't have a partner to talk to. Have a little bit of pity on this lady who has been left in the lurch, so to speak. Give me a call, 877-876-5227. I can't even bat this conversation ball back and forth between me and Charlene. And so it's just me, you, and what? The airwaves? The computers? Well, friends, I've been given the word. We got Charlene back. We're going on break. Talk to you later. Hi, folks. As you can tell, we've had a little bit of problem here getting Charlene and myself on a line together where we can have an open line for our friends to call in. And that was a little... Oh, we did get a call. And who's this?
Hi, this is Judy calling from Chattanooga.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
I have a question that has been bothering me.
Okay.
I am not a person that can meditate very well. I try to work on my chakras. And the other day, I was sitting in my sunroom. It was nice and warm. The sun was shining in. I was on the phone with my friend, closed my eyes, and all of a sudden, I started seeing these gorgeous colors.
Isn't it marvelous?
It was so pretty. I had the greens that were like emerald. And
wow.
The purples and the dark cobalt blues, and I just wondered what that meant.
Well, it sounds to me like what it meant is that you broke through a barrier.
Okay.
Before I find out what I can about what it meant, how about you giving me some of your thoughts as to what you think it means?
Well, by talking to a couple of my friends, they think that maybe some of the Ascended Masters were around.
You know, darling, I think it's wonderful that you talk to your friends and they tell you these things, but let's forget what your friends have said for a second, and let's look at what Judy feels about this. You see, Judy experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends are given opinion.
Right.
And that's fine, because that's what we have friends for, you know, to,
right.
to kind of... be the one that we bounce the ball for off of. But I think it's very important now, because this is something that is opening up in you, for you to start relying upon yourself, what you feel, see, and hear. Mm-hmm. And you see, the reason that I say this, Judy, is because you have the wisdom of your soul now is making contact with you who is the person, Judy, that person who is walking in that physical body. And so this part of your soul has been able to contact you. It is like this wonder knocking at your door, and you started to open the door. And so what do? You go to your friends, and you're giving them the power. Okay, tell me what this means. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, which is really odd, because a couple of nights before that, I was laying in bed, almost asleep, and I hear this voice say, "Hi, Judy."
Sort of like your inner sanctum, huh?
So now,
my darling, you are opening up. And this is why what I'm trying to get you to do is to go within and pull out this wisdom and this knowledge, you know, all of the wonder of you, and not to be thinking about what somebody else told you what this means, because your soul has a very specific reason based upon what you've learned in the past to help you understand. And so walk with me for a second, Judy. I want you to think now. I want you to use your intuition. I want you to delve into that deeper part of who you are and kind of like calm the clatter or the chatter that's outside of the mind. Let us go within. Let us relax for a second. Let us think. What does this mean? You want to look at the colors? Let's think about the colors first. What do those colors mean to you, Judy? I'm with you here.
I'm trying to think, but I just can't. I mean,
not telling you to think. Okay, that's the first thing.
I know.
Stop thinking. Okay, you've got something wondrous that has happened to you. I want you to feel something. What we're doing here is we want to open up your feeling, because it is the emotions in the body that really brings forth the truth. So the first thing, I like that emerald color.
Oh, I do too.
Okay, now feel it. Feel the emerald. What does that mean to you?
Heart.
The heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the next color that you saw?
Purple.
Okay. Now, I want you to see that purple. I want you to feel it. And then, after you feel that, tell me what comes to your mind. What is the purple to you?
See, they all remind me of the chakras.
Oh, now we're getting a little deeper into this, aren't we?
I'm sorry.
This is what I want you to do, dear.
But that's what they remind me of.
Well, but you see, this is the path you're on. And I'm not only telling you this, I am saying this to everyone who hears this.
Mm-hmm.
We must feel our experiences. And we're so accustomed to going out and start thinking and asking our friends, and we get into this dialogue.
Right.
And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to walk with you so you can feel this, so you can explore the truly magnificence of who you are. And so, okay, now we're on to something. As you look at the colors, you are feeling that this is the chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what does the chakra mean to you?
Well, that's
not what anybody has said, but what you feel. When you think of the chakra, what are you feeling about it?
I'm not sure I'm feeling anything about it. I guess I've worked so hard trying to get there. I've lost all concentration on everything else.
I am with you. I don't want you to think of a meaning. I want you to tell me what you feel when you think of the chakra system.
I'm not sure. I'm really not. I'm so
okay.
New to this.
Okay, well, let's leave that for a second. We'll come back to that. Let's look at this voice. You said the day before you heard something?
Yeah, like the night before I went to sleep.
Okay, you were going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's very significant. You were going to sleep. You were dropping off into, the higher state.
Right.
And so what did you hear?
I heard a female voice say, "Hi, Judy."
Okay. Now, this female voice, I want you to just concentrate on the sound of the voice. What did that sound remind you of? Not what she said. The sound. Was it familiar?
No.
Did it sound like it was somebody of your higher self speaking to you, or somebody outside of your higher self?
I think somebody outside of my higher self.
Okay. Was this someone on the other side?
That I don't know.
Well, let's think about this a little. Was it someone on the other side, or was it somebody here in this dimension who is alive in flesh?
I had a couple of thoughts on that. One was a person I know that is alive, and the other one was somebody that has passed.
Okay.
But I am confused.
Let's look at the one who has passed, and I want you to feel this, not think about it. Was there something about the voice that said, "Hi, Judy"? Was there some, reminder?
No, the name just came into my head.
Uh-huh. So this person that is over the other side that you think has the name Judy, was there something in the sound of what she said that reminded you of her?
No, it was just that when I started thinking about it, that was the first name that popped into my head.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We're going to find out if we can get an answer if these two events are connected, because maybe they're not connected. So
okay.
Let's start there.
Okay.
And I'm calling, and we're going to see who answers this call. I just love it. Oh, Lord Metatron is coming into the field. And how he shows himself to me, this great, magnificent being, is he is seated on a throne, and he shows me this ring that he wears that has this magnificent large red stone in it, which is an indication of his office.
Mm.
And I have to connect to him and see what he says. And what he is saying, Judy, is that the voice and the colors are not related. They were two events that occurred because you were able to open a doorway. And so the first voice, or rather the first incident where you heard the voice, there was the open doorway, and so there was the opportunity for this individual who is on the other side, the one that you recognize by the name, or the name that came into mind, was contacting you, because there was delight in the fact that this doorway had opened. And so you had opened a doorway, and it was just someone who wanted to contact you and wanted you to be aware of them.
Okay.
And then the other event where you saw the colors, Lord Metatron is showing me what looks like, well, this is kind of hard to explain. If you think of a stage where people are performing,
mm-hmm.
and they do the lighting, there is like a color wheel that they turn and place white light behind it, and then it comes out as a color, and they will focus this on the stage. And so it is what I'm trying to explain. I'm sure it has a name to it, but you probably know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Actually, that's what it reminded me of, because the green was on the outside and the colors inside would change colors.
I just love it. Here we're telling you this, and now all of a sudden this is what it reminds you of. Oh, that is so cute. Apparently, we're putting our hand inside this grab bag, pulling this stuff out, right? See how clever you are. You're just hiding behind your cleverness. And you're saying, what, me? I don't know.
I don't.
But you do. This is what I'm telling you, dear. You do. You contacted this. You do know.
So the reason I'm seeing the colors is just that I'm finally becoming a little bit more spiritual.
No, he says spiritual is not really the word. You are starting to remember. You're opening up the doorway, and you are starting to remember who and what you were in the past and what you intend to bring to the future.
Oh, I hope I remember it soon.
Okay, what he is showing me is that when you took on this mission that you were here for, there was a timing chip, so to speak, and when you pass this time, it is like a trigger.
Okay.
And so even though you have the desire to learn from the past, there, you had not come across this trigger yet, and just recently you have.
Mm.
And so you have triggered what has been programmed into what you might consider your ego self. And so the time is there.
Mm-hmm.
And the time has, like, this is the fruitful time. The trigger has been triggered, and he is showing me this person who is sitting in the yoga position.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have seen this, and you see all of the chakras line up.
Right.
And do you participate in yoga at all?
No.
Well, he is suggesting that you learn this pose.
Although I was sitting that way this morning.
Oh, heavens. I told you you're smarter than what you're allowing yourself to be.
Oh, I can't wait. This is interesting.
See, I wonder why you sat in that position. Never did yoga before, but here she is sitting in that position. Oh, give me a break.
I was trying so hard to see those colors again.
But see, you instinctively knew what to do.
Right.
You who knows nothing. Oh, this is so delicious. Yeah, Lord Metatron's laughing on that one.
Can't wait to see what else happens.
Okay, you are to hopefully around the same time each day work on going into that position. And when you do, you know to take your thumb and your forefinger and put that together. You know that, don't you?
Right, right.
Because that's a mudra.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit in that position and you use that mudra.
Okay.
And use whatever else you feel will get you into that state that you need to be in, such as perfumes or colors.
Okay.
Sound. Whatever tool appeals to you.
Okay.
And you just sit there, you breathe rhythmically.
Right.
Just breathe back and forth. And as you exhale, allow yourself to be emptied of all the clutter. And then you see the chakras, you see the colors of those chakras in your body. You look at your body and you see those colors.
All right.
And you see the energy move from the base all the way up to the crown.
Right.
Now you do this slowly. You do not force it.
Okay.
Just work from the base to the next chakra, one at a time, over a period of a week, because what you'll be doing is raising Kundalini.
Okay.
And you do this slowly.
All right.
Do one chakra a week. Try and meditate every day at the same time. And if you need some more direction, call us.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You who know nothing now know that you know plenty.
Is that my Indian name?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. You who know.
I don't know. Maybe it's candy, good and plenty, you know?
Well, thank you. You have a good day.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I think what we're going to do right now, because this is going to take a long time for me working alone, we're going to ask the Mr. Panel Man back there with all these wonderful telephone lines to take us off and see if we can't get Charlene back on the line, give us a little bit of help here. So what do you say, Mr. Panel Man? He's not listening. We're out here in the cold. Well, since no one is listening at home base, I'm out by myself again. Okay, we're just going to have to do something that I really wanted to talk to you about, and that is the work that we're doing with the information that's coming forth about Yeshua's soul, his soul journey. And we're doing some tapes. And they can be found at MetatronMinutes.com. And what we're doing is I'm working with Richard Presser on this project. And so what he does is he reads these questions that actually Lord Metatron has given to us. Are we surprised or what? And then I work with Yeshua. Mary Magdalene might come in. Lord Metatron might come in, and the different individuals who have journeyed with Yeshua, the soul of Yeshua, comes in and describes at first hand what has happened. And, of course, you hear me channel on this program, and so you understand what the voice conveys, which is quite remarkable. And so we talk about who was Yeshua, and we trace his name throughout history since his birth of over 2,000 years ago. And we talk about the mother and the spouse and the children and what their lives demonstrated to humanity. What was the role of the apostles? Golly, that was an interesting one. And why was Yeshua crucified? And was it part of the plan before he came to earth? Who were the Magi? What role did they play in Yeshua's life? And how did the life of these individuals fit into the progression of spiritual evolution for humanity? And do we, humanity, carry the DNA from this couple? And what was the purpose? And then we traced the spiritual evolution of humanity. It came through the many epochs of planetary history, bringing forth information about the growth and the development of the soul. And why is it important for the path of this progression to be known and available for humanity today? And so, my friends, these were some of the questions that Lord Metatron brought to us. These were some of the questions that we brought forth information from the records. And I have to say, the information that comes forth on the voice is just so beautiful. And since we don't have a call in right now, I'll go to a couple other questions. One of the other questions was, give the background of the events surrounding the crucifixion. Why and who were behind this? And if Yeshua was an Essene, what was the background of this group and what was their purpose? I just think the whole trip walking with Yeshua and his life and the sacred relationship is particularly beautiful, because Yeshua and Mary Magdalene came to demonstrate the sacred relationship, which indeed was the Holy Grail. We have a caller.
Yes. Hello?
Your name?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I recently downloaded an ebook from Richard Presser.
Yes.
Regarding the Golden Age.
Oh, yes, that's his. Uh-huh.
Yes, and I'm just being introduced to all of this. I'm pretty new to all of this.
Isn't it exciting?
It is very exciting.
Yes.
Since I'm so new to it, I've just been, of course, devouring everything I can learn. And I feel that I've been given a vision for what my husband and I are supposed to do.
Beautiful.
And it's with regards to organic farming and virgin seeds. And I know that kind of sounds a little bit out there, but I just kind
of... organic farming, and what was the second thing you said?
Virgin seeds, to retain the non-genetically altered seeds.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's something that I don't know. That's just a thing. But I guess, since I'm so new to all of this, I'm just wondering, you know, I've got some doubt kind of that keeps coming up. Like, this is... if it's real, you know, and so I guess that's
what's the doubt, dear? Tell me again this doubt.
Is this my imagination? You know?
I hardly think so.
I have recently gotten in touch with one of my daughter's friends who is going to be working with Serene Virtue with regards to angel therapy.
Right.
And she's told me that I've got some really powerful guides, and this is so new to me.
I don't know if you can understand what I'm going to say, Julie, but do you remember the day that you were married?
Yes.
Do you remember walking down the aisle with this individual that you just loved so much? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember sometime as you were walking down the aisle, did you wonder at some point, am I imagining all this, or is this really happening?
It was kind of like a dream, yeah.
Exactly. And there are magical moments that happen in your life, and it's like, oh, I got to pinch myself and see if this is real. And then you start doubting. But you walk down that aisle, and you wanted to pinch yourself, and when you got to the end of the trip down the aisle, there he was, smiling at you, and you vowed to one another to love and to journey together on that path. So why are you doubting now, dear?
I don't know.
What I'm trying to say, it's the same thing. When we are ready to walk through a doorway of great wonder, there is always that doubt. And what that doubt is the thinking side of your brain.
Yeah.
That's what the thinking side of the brain is for, to bring reason and logic into your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the spiritual side that's saying, hey, take off the chains. I want to be unfettered. I don't want to be held back by doubt. And that's why you called here.
I just, you know, my whole life is being directed in a completely different way, I feel like, which I love. Yeah, I'm very excited. And,
of course you're excited.
Yeah.
You know, when one has doubts, what you need to do is you have to stop thinking about it, because what you're doing is you're using that side of the brain where logic is,
right.
And the spiritual aspect is not logical. Have you ever seen where spirit is logical? Oh, you logical spirit, how marvelous. Oh, I'm so glad you came here, logical spirit.
Well,
no.
I've had this, it's been really interesting because we've been put on a job up in the mountains, and so we've been staying up there, and it's been very remote. And
how
I just,
glorious.
Yes, it's absolutely been just incredible.
What state is this?
It's northeastern California in the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's beautiful. And I just have this sense that we've been put on this job, we've been put in this exact place to have these experiences, to anchor it in our consciousness.
Absolutely.
And
you're right on target.
Yeah, we both love nature. That's where we feel the most connected. And so we're right in our realm. And
okay, I want you just to stop for a second and think of some of your conversation and the words that you have used. I just love. I just feel. You see, that's where this is, my dear. I love this. I feel this. This is where I should be. I mean, see, if you think of that dialogue, and then you think of some of the words that you used earlier about, I'm doubting this, you see the difference in the way it feels?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So it's extremely important to move away from doubt, because that's the logical side of your brain, and as we said earlier, spirit will never be logical. Spirit will be unhampered by what you should do, what somebody tells you you should do, or what you perceive is reality. And just like I spoke to the previous caller, you see, you have this doorway has been opened to you, this beautiful, magical place where, as you said in your own words, you and your husband have been sent to experience. I mean, darling, you can take that one to the bank.
Right on.
You take that one to the bank with you. Because that is what is happening to you. This doorway is opening so you can experience what it feels like to be alive. And you see, when you start hearing things like doubt, is that being alive?
No. No.
I mean, you just think of the word doubt. How alive does that sound? How alive does that feel?
Yeah.
But you think of this magical place in the Sierras where you've got the animals and these feelings and the joy. Are you alive there?
Yes. Oh, very.
So where do you want to be?
There.
Alive?
Alive.
Or do you want to be in doubt?
Right, exactly. I don't know. I guess it's, yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You know inside of you what is right for you. And all these other doubts and these things that are happening is just these external things that you're going through. And just determine in your own heart that you want to be alive. You want to be alive. You know, to be alive in this world and to experience all the majesty of what spirit has to offer is really to be in the now, to enjoy it, to be in love. And that's what all of this is. It's the dance of a song of love. That's what being in spirit is. And that's where this is taking you. So if you want to dance in the spirit of love, and you want to dance the dance with your spouse, and you want to bring forth what you plan to bring forth, then you go and do it and stop your doubting.
Cool.
Is that cool or what?
That is really cool. Do I have time for one more question?
Of course.
This has really kind of got me puzzled. I've been very, very, you know, fairly healthy all my life. And back in April, I had what they called a micro heart attack, and I had a blockage in one of the main arteries of my heart. And I ended up having to have a stent. And so what I've been learning lately with regards to our heart center,
right.
I'm just wondering, is there any significance to this in my life? What, you know, where that physical, it's puzzling me. I'm questioning it. I'm wondering why.
Are you wondering why this happened to you?
Yes.
Because what, you see a reason for every event in your life as connecting in some fashion?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just questioning is there a significance? And, you know, because if it's true that that's where our power is, you know.
Oh, definitely.
I just wonder, this seemed to happen out of the blue, and it just...
What is your wondering that somehow this has diminished your power? Is that the question? Do you think that the stent in your heart has diminished the power of the heart center?
No, I think what I'm more curious about is there something that is this something that I need to work on? You know, like, was there something that caused this to come about that I need to deal
with?
Oh, okay.
Are you responsible in somehow for the event coming into play?
Right. Is there something I need to be working on that I'm not?
I got this. Now, I understand what you're asking now.
Okay.
The answer is yes. And what the answer is, as we say yes, is there is a clearing that needs to be done. And what we want you to do is come back when Charlene is on the line so that she can clear this for you, because that's, you know, we kind of work in a partnership here. And some
right.
things I do, some things she does. And, you know, to call in, hopefully we'll get Charlene back on the line. We've had some trouble with the line.
Yeah.
And, hopefully we'll get her back on the line and she can clear this for you.
Okay.
But what I am perceiving here is, yes, there is a clearing. Excuse me. It's a clearing that needs to be done. And it's from a past lifetime. And I want to ask you a question. You tell me how this feels. The events that played out at the time of the crucifixion. How do you feel when you hear that?
Sad. But sad for what he went through, but exhilarated for what it brought about, what it made possible.
That's true. But now, I want you to think in terms of that particular time and think in terms of what happened in your heart not too long ago. Do you see a connection? That's maybe not the word to say. Do you feel a connection?
I'm not sure.
Let's work on getting Charlene back, and you call in when she's on. Would
okay.
you do that?
Appreciate it.
I know, and I just want you to go and live and be alive, because that is what you've chosen to be. Don't doubt.
Okay.
Good talking to you, dear.
You too. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Now that we finish with Judy, let's see if we can get the powers to be to find a way to get Charlene on the line with me. Well, folks, I am back. For better or for worse, I am back. And believe it or not, Charlene is with me. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
See,
we're
you heard
here.
Her voice. You heard her voice for certain. She's with us.
Yeah, I'm back.
877-876-5227. For those lovelies out there who want a chance to get their questions at Charlene, now is the time. Because we only have 45 minutes here. Poor Charlene. Do you remember when you went to school as a young kid and you were naughty and they put you in the cloakroom?
No, never had that happen.
I guess you weren't taught by nuns, huh?
No. That wasn't me.
I thought, oh my, she's been sent to a cloakroom.
Yeah, seems like it. Anyway.
Oh, my dear. Well, this has been an eventful afternoon.
It's been different, huh?
What I would like for you to do, Shirley, because I want to talk about healing myself, I want you to give a little bird's eye view to the listeners as to how you work with God in healing. Give us some thoughts.
Okay. Actually, most of us in... Let's see, you're kind of catching me on the moment. Let's see. First of all, we have experiences in our life or even past lives that are programmed in our cell memory. So a lot of times if we go into the God field or the quantum or theta, people have different references to it, then our vibrational frequency slows down and we're in a God field. And we can go in and ask God or whoever your higher source is to go in and change the negative programming that you might have and change it to a positive. Like, for instance, let's say that somebody's having a problem with an issue with finances. There might be something in your past life that's in your cell, your memory. There might be something in your DNA. Or there might be something that's in your subconscious that comes programmed from your, I call it the sphere of understanding, which means it comes from conception to present time that has been programmed. Let's say that a parent says, well, you know, only the rich, they get rich because they're dishonest. So as you become an older adult, come to be an adult and you're trying financially to be successful, say that you end up making a good living, but all of a sudden start losing it all. It could be that in that programming, in the subconscious say, wait a minute, I only understand poverty. I only stand lack. Because if I get all this money or success, then that means I've gotten it dishonestly. So God will go in and change that to, it is my right to have all that God offers, or you choose what you want to have put in. I usually have them make a choice. You tell me what you want God to put in. And then he puts it in, the subconscious. He puts it in their DNA, because you might have ancestors that had the same belief system, and also will put it in the heart mind, which is a receiver and a transmitter.
and you'll put that in all of those areas. And then all of a sudden your behavior, your belief system changes, then it changes your behavior and the way you react and others react to you as well. And so when we do it that way, it changes your whole sphere of understanding. Is that
well,
what you
Charlene,
wanted?
I just love the way you do that. I mean, you gave such a complete answer. I just loved it. Now, was that
Thank
the
you.
Short form or the long form?
That was the short form.
I thought you were going to say that.
That was the short form. Since we only have 45 minutes. Now it's 40.
Okay, folks. Get that number going, 877-876-5227. As long as we didn't knock everybody off the lines by all this jiggling around, let's hope you've come back.
Yeah.
And if there's somebody out there who has come back, give us a call. Help us out here a little bit. I mean, I know you love hearing me just chatter away, and you love hearing Charlene chatter away, but we're not really getting the questions answered and really delving into all of this beauty and majesty that the spirit offers. So again,
well, it's kind of interesting that when we go into that, when I say we, I'm always talking about God because I go in and I watch the changes that he makes in the field. And it's kind of interesting because I don't usually mention this, but when you start changing your belief system and your behavior pattern in the DNA, it changes your past ancestors, yours, and your future generations.
Sweetheart, we've got a caller here, and your name, caller.
Hi, this is June.
Who is it? June?
June.
Kim.
Okay. Kim.
What can we do for you, June?
Hi there. It's wonderful they listen to your show. And I have a niece named Zoe that I'm concerned about. She just seems very depressed. She's in her early 20s. I'm just wondering what I can do to help her.
Well, I'm going to, first of all, turn this over to Charlene. Charlene, I want you to talk about depression to June with regards to her niece.
Okay, sometimes we feel like the individual has a lot of depression. Sometimes when we go in and ask God, there's a possibility. Now, I'm not going to say it is because I don't know that, but uh-huh. God does. And if he says that she has low serotonin,
right,
then he will go in and... I'm sorry?
I was thinking it might be brain chemistry.
Yeah, because
serotonin.
Then... Yeah, if you have low serotonin, which is a chemical coming out of the hypothalamus, what it does is it does cause a lot of depression on individuals, so I've been told. And so when God changes that serotonin level, the individual starts having a much greater sense of well-being because it's
yeah.
either... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious if it's something like that that I could just help her. You know, help her buy some. She's in her early 20s and kind of on the edge of being autistic, kind of a special person.
Oh, okay.
And I've just seen this weight loss and this depression and staying in a room. And I'm just concerned, and I want to do everything I can, so I'd love your help with that.
Okay.
Well, I think it might... Would you agree that they need to call you,
yes, yes.
Darlene? You see...
Yes, I've done a lot.
Let me explain something. Let me just take the floor for 1 second and explain something to June. You're not asked, if you were asking for something for yourself,
yeah.
Charlene could work on that on the telephone with you, but
okay.
you're asking for something for someone else, your niece.
Right.
And because this is a world of free agency, free will,
right.
we can't do something for Zoe without her saying, oh yes, this is what I want.
Uh-huh.
Charlene, give her your phone number, please.
Yeah, because you can call, and then we'll go in, we'll ask her and get her permission and see what
okay.
we can do. Okay. So it's 801.
Okay,
801-944-9346.
Okay. Now, June, I will tell you, dear, if you have Zoe, you know, you and Zoe or it doesn't have to be you, but get Zoe to contact Charlene. You would really be doing her a great favor.
I don't know if she will, but I can try. She was open to talking to me about it, and there's this book called The Edge Effect. You can take a test and find out which brain chemistry might be off.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
And she but was interested.
Yeah, give me a call.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, I had a question for myself.
Okay.
Related to what you were just talking about, that maybe there's some belief in there that only bad, greedy people can make money. When I heard you talking, I was like, oh, my gosh, I do kind of think that.
Really? See, that's the reason I made that comment was because so many people right now are in such a state of concern about lack. And actually, God hasn't diminished the ability to have all that you need. He's been the same yesterday, today, and will be that same tomorrow. It's just we're creating a great deal of fear associated with it. Mm. And then our fear becomes our reality.
Yeah.
So pulling out that there's the rich have gotten it in a devious way or manipulative or that they've been dishonest. It could be all of those things.
Yeah. I think I resonate with that to a degree.
Well, Jim, do you want to ask Charlene to help program that field?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll go in it. Now, who's your higher source? God or who?
Yes, God, Goddess, Creator, all that is.
Okay.
Source, love.
Okay, let's do that, okay?
I'd love to.
Okay, just a minute.
Isn't all this exciting, June?
I am so excited these days.
I know. Were you listening to the show earlier?
Did you just
come in
about 10 minutes? Yeah, I just went, oh, my gosh, it's past 1 o'clock because I try to listen.
Oh, yeah. Come back every... See, we're on this show every 2 weeks, and I have a Sunday show every Sunday. So, you know, tune in then, too.
I will do that. I'm reading the book by Caesar that I bought from you.
Oh, Conversations with Caesar. Is that a trip or what?
That is I'm just getting chill bumps. And I also
really?
Getting a really interesting experiences with Mikhail and his baseball hat.
Oh, we have to tell people about that because they're not going to know what we're talking about. On our conference calls with Archangel Mikhail on the last Thursday of the fourth Thursday of the month, he comes and I describe him, and sometimes he comes with a baseball cap when he's so funny.
Well, I have been seeing him with a baseball cap, and I needed you to confirm that that was really him because I'd never seen an angel with his baseball hat on backwards.
Well, let me tell you, my dear, the sacred artist would not have painted it that way, but he does that.
You confirmed it for me. I was like, who is this angel showing up with a baseball hat on backwards? And you said, oh, yeah, that's the way I see him sometimes.
I love it.
I was almost embarrassed to tell you I'd seen him that way.
No, you never get embarrassed about that. You see, I tell you about Archangel Mikhail. For too long, we have placed angels and archangels and ascended masters on pedestals. And that, to a certain extent, was a good thing years and years ago. But you see, they have drawn closer to us. And Archangel Mikhail, in particular, he is so in love with humanity and with the world. And he wants people to feel close to him. And he wants to open up everything to the beauty of what it is. And so he can't do it if he's sitting up there on the pedestal. But you see, darling, if he's down here with a baseball cap, you can feel close to him, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do. I feel love from him. I really, really do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, he put in there that you would receive abundance of money. Now, abundance can be in all the dimensions, can't it?
Sure.
It can
sure.
be friends. Okay.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you're concerned about the money issue.
Yes.
And, okay. And in your past life and in your DNA, there was money, but it was always dealt, received by royalty. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to give to the to royalty. And so they became peasants, or what was called the impoverished.
Exactly.
So he pulled out the oath of poverty and replaced it with, it is God's abundance of money that I now have.
So I had taken an oath of poverty?
In that DNA or in the past life.
Yes, yes. I felt that, yes.
Okay.
I feel a relief.
That's been pulled out. It's not in there anymore.
And, you know, it's not like to be a bazillionaire. It's mainly so I can give my gifts and receive back.
Right.
In a good
yeah.
way. Not in a greedy way or anything.
No, that's all been released. That you
thank
will
you,
know
Charlene. Don't go, June. I want to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Okay, call back, though.
Now, don't
go to. It looked to me like the money was kind of flowing in. It wasn't so. See, when it flows in, you have to change it from the fear of understanding, too. Did you have family members that integrated that, too, on a subconscious level?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I picked that up.
Well, something that I wanted to... Oh, I'm sorry, Shirley. Were you finished? I didn't want to talk over you.
Well, what it was saying was, is when you were growing up, you were taught that. And so then that had to be released from your sphere of understanding, which is on a subconscious level.
Yes, yeah.
Okay? And so
I totally understand what you were saying. Yeah, that's right. That's all right.
Okay.
Thank
so
you, Charlene.
So that was changed. Because the abundance of money and abundance of beauty, abundance of... laughter, abundance of friends, an abundance of money is God's gift to you. Okay? It's a gift. And he gladly is giving it to you.
Aww. That's
okay?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to share it. I can't wait to have it to share it.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I could join all of these conference calls and everything. I can't wait. I want to be on all the conference calls.
Wouldn't that be great? Isn't that great?
Do you want to be on all the conference calls and you don't have the money?
Yeah.
I want you to send me an email, Carolyn@carolynevers.com, and we'll fix that for you.
Oh, I so want to talk to Mary and Jesus and Michael.
Did you understand what I said to you?
Yes, thank you. I will.
Yes, because, and not only that, but I can guarantee you they'll also supply you with it.
That's right. I'm going to have plenty of money, Carolyn.
I love
it. I'm going to be spending it. I can't wait to just give it away and share it.
But
I mean, that's the main reason I want it, is to share it.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to add to what Charlene was discussing is
mm-hmm.
we have taken the vows of poverty so many times in our past lifetimes. I mean, think of all of the monks and the
right,
nuns
right.
and the serfs that were tied mm-hmm. to the land. I mean, there were so many experiences of poverty in the past that I would venture to say that probably most of the people out there who are listening have sometime in their past taken the oath of poverty.
Yep, yep, I believe it.
So, and actually, the finances really is a vibrational frequency of energy that produces matter, doesn't it? And so all the elements out there belong to God.
That's right.
And so now they come your way.
I think now is a time when we can make money in a good way. It doesn't have to, you know, it used to be.
No, it's supposed to be done in And you're to state as if you already own it, okay? Don't
okay.
say going to, or I might, or I should. Oh, maybe I might going to. You're to say,
okay.
I now have.
I now have.
Abundance of financial support. Okay?
Okay.
You state it as you choose it.
Okay.
As if it is
from
already.
God.
Yeah, just because it's been given to you now. State it as you own it, as you now own it.
Okay.
Okay? It flows into me in abundance.
It's a gift from God. I love that.
Then you can join all of Carolyn's conference calls.
I'm going to. That'll be one of my first things.
Aren't those conference calls incredible?
They are. And the idea of going to Yellowstone, too, I really thought I resonated with that idea when you talked about it.
Oh, yes. Archangel Mikael wants the group to go to Yellowstone next year.
I know. I'm feeling
apparently
called.
We have work there to do.
Yeah, I feel that one.
You've really felt it, huh?
I do.
I want to ask you about Conversations with Caesar. That is a book that's available at CarolynEvers.com. But what I wanted to ask you is, you were talking about resonating with it. What were you? I think that's what you said, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
What were you feeling? Because maybe you came from that. Maybe you had a lifetime in that particular period. What was it about it that?
I think it was the creation part about, I'm not even remembering right now. I underline, you know, what I resonate with, and I'd say half the book is underlined. And then I start writing at my journal, and I said I'd have to copy this whole book because I resonate so much of it. I have two of the books. Let's see. I have Earth History, and I have Chaos Before Creation. I'm reading them both.
Well, you know, they're just so incredibly marvelous books. For those who are not aware, that Chaos Before Creation has to do with healing, all aspects of healing, and all the different masters. There's 13 of them that came in. What's your favorite one? Or maybe you didn't read enough to have a favorite.
Oh, I like the part where it says the rational brain blocks messages from the spirit. Because that girl was saying...
Yes, we were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
Right. That's what that's when I tuned in. And I thought, I know the answer. It's the rational brain.
See, you put your hand up and we knew, and we saw you.
And then about the four directions, because I do the Native American path, and they talk about the four directions a lot.
Uh-huh.
The geometric pattern and the red string and the different colors and the four directions.
Well, see, I will tell you something interesting about that, because I saw a picture of creation here, and the four directions, the way it looked to me, I mean, I saw them come into place. It looked like mm-hmm. these enormous columns, north, south, east, and west, and it was like they slid in, and when all four columns came in together, the bases were like square, the columns were round. It would be what the Native Americans would call the four corners. And they came
right.
in, and as soon as the four corners came in together, there was this incredibly magnificent explosion of red light. Well, you've got the book, Chaos Before Creation, and
yeah.
on the cover of that, all of that red and gold light, that is very close to what it looked like, when the four corners came together.
Wow.
Yeah, quite
so it
remarkable.
Is powerful to work in the morning. Like when I get up, I pray to the four directions and actually feel them in my chakras. Like Galexis suggested, going to the direction the east and then bring it up through your chakras and then go to the south. That's pretty powerful, right? To work
well,
with the directions.
You have that in your experience of doing that work as a Native American. And when we have that in our experience banks, you can
mm-hmm.
you can relate to that.
Oh, I see.
I will say mornings are a very powerful time because, well, there's a couple things. A lot of energies around you haven't, you know, people haven't gotten busy. They're not active. There's points in morning light, and there are also points when the sun is setting that is extremely powerful. And it has to do, I do believe, with the angle of the sun at that particular time. It is, you know, things are quiet etherically. There's not a lot of motion yet. You've also come out of the dream state. In other words, your mind hasn't become involved in the daily livings. And so there's a sense of peace at that time. In other words, that's your sacred time that you're working with. And that's a very good time. And I would like to suggest that what you also do is when the sun is setting, and the sun has set to the point that you are able to look directly into the sun, you know, at evening. You know what I'm telling you, don't you? There's that point. Look there also, because that is also another time when information comes to you. You see, there's information that comes from the sun, and you're even though you might not realize that you're receiving this information, you truly are. It's speaking to your heart and soul. And this is why it's so powerful to you, because it is that quiet moment when that information that comes through the sun is speaking to your heart and soul.
And what about the planet Venus, that the morning star and the evening star? There it seems to be information or feelings coming from that as well. Do you agree?
I would say that it depends upon the way the person is oriented. There are so many things in this world where information comes to us, and it depends on what you have learned in past lifetimes, the direction that you're oriented towards. And I think one of the ways to figure out what's best for you is when you work with something, see how it makes you feel. You know, I've said this earlier, and we don't really... You know, we think of emotions sometimes as being, you know, difficult, widespread of emotion. But I'm talking here about the emotions of joy, how you resonate to something.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that's what you're really looking for, the resonance of joy.
Absolutely. That's a good sign. When it feels good, then you just keep doing it, of course.
Oh, it's an excellent sign. If it feels good, darling, keep doing it.
That's right. I had visitors the other night. A bunch of lights showed up in my room.
Cool.
Yeah?
So what are you asking us?
Who it was and
didn't
how
I just
can
tell
I better
you had visitors? You're asking something.
Yeah, okay. So how can I better communicate with them if that's if it was positive, of course, number one, and two, how
They're
can
positive.
I communicate?
They're positive.
Okay. Let's
just ask them what they're there for. Just turn around and say, what are you here for? What is it you need me to know?
Okay.
Just ask.
Okay.
Because they're positive.
Okay.
They haven't come in a negative way at all. Just ask them what they're here, what the message they have for you.
What is the message? Okay.
And then they'll give you the message. They'll give you some sign that lets you know what they're there for to serve you, okay?
Okay. I won't take any more time. I'll let someone else call. Thank you, beautiful ladies. Thank you.
Oh, and you are beautiful, too. Thank you for calling. Come back again.
I will. Okay. I'll keep reading, and I'll have some more questions, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and give me a call, will you?
I'm gonna try to get Zoe to call you.
Okay. Well, you can call me first, and then.
Good.
Yeah, call me first.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because you're wanting to help her, just give me a call first.
Okay.
And
I'll
then let's see what direction we're supposed to go. I'll ask God.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I'll do that right away.
Do that.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's consult him and see what he wants done.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Blessings. Blessings
Bye.
To you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlene, how about you giving your phone number out in case there's people who want to chat with you, you know, privately?
801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time. So thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we'll get
you don't need to waking up in the middle of the night.
And no, but that's if it's emergency.
That's true. Sometimes there are emergencies.
Yes.
And so for mine, I have a couple websites. Oh, we got a caller. And your name?
My name is Josephine Looper.
Josephine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm calling in because my money is teetotally blocked.
Okay, Sherilyn, I think you need to work on this one, honey.
Okay. So, in your sphere of understanding, what were you taught? And I call the sphere of understanding, because that starts at conception. And it goes until present time. But most of it, we learn on a subconscious level a great deal from the attitude and behavior of those that are around us as we're growing up. So what were some of the things that you were taught? You don't need to mention any names or mother or father or anything, just tell me what you heard.
Well, there was never enough.
Okay. You always say there's never enough.
Right.
There's never going to be enough.
And we just didn't have.
Okay. And so they'd say to you, well, you can't have that. We just don't have the money.
Right.
Or you'll just have to wait for that because we can't afford it.
Right. All of the above.
Okay, I'm getting it, huh?
Yeah, very
okay.
Clearly.
Okay, the other was other people can have it, but, you know, you just can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other people have it, you don't.
And you don't, and you just can't have it.
Exactly.
And would they say to you, so just accept that that's the way it is?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, okay.
But I don't accept that.
Well, apparently you are.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah, see, part of those is, okay, now, who's your higher source?
Who's my higher
source? God, is God your higher source?
God, yeah. God is my higher source.
Okay, so what you want is to have that pulled out, correct?
Yes.
Those words.
Yes.
Okay, because those words are vibrational frequency of sound, and they become your reality. And so when you are in your reality, your subconscious says, even if you had let's say somebody gave you $100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your reality would be to turn around and sabotage that until you didn't have it, rather than be wise with it, because your subconscious doesn't understand. And so what we have to do is go in, when I say we, I go in with your higher source, which is God, and watch him take out what you were taught, because it's a vibrational frequency of sound, and he'll take it out and replace it with a positive. What would be the positive that you would like him to put in?
That I have all that I require and desire.
Okay, what's required mean to you?
Whatever it takes to have my rent, my utilities.
Okay, see what you're saying? Okay, now listen to your words. Your words are in lack.
Okay.
Okay, in other words, you're saying, if I can pay my rent, if I could just pay my utilities, if I could just do this, then I'll be okay. So then you put a limit on your ability to receive an abundance of money.
Ah.
See how you put a limit on it?
Yes, I do.
It's by what we speak becomes our reality and what we think. So if you say, oh, okay, now God has unlimited supply of finance money for me, what would it be? I usually have people capping it. Like one fellow is a publisher. and he went in to do 100,000, and I said, well, isn't that a limit on what God can give you? Well, I guess it is. I said, what if it's unlimited? What if you could have unlimited amount?
I understand. That would be even better.
Okay, so watch what you think, and watch what you say.
Okay.
And right now, we'll go in since our time is limited.
Okay.
But you can always call me, and we'll address it more fully, okay?
Okay.
Because most of us out there are really in a state of lack by the things we're saying and by the things we're thinking, and then we're putting in our lack. In other words, if you say I can pay my rent, let's say it takes $2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not going to ask you what
right
it is.
Right.
Okay, say it's $2,000. Say a person gets to $2,000, but there's a possibility that they could have $3,000. Your subconscious would sabotage it to a two.
Right.
Am I explaining it correctly?
Yes, and I hear you.
Okay. So watch what you say and watch what you think. Because what you think and what you say has a vibrational frequency on it. And when you put it in the quantum field or the God field, it turns around and comes back and becomes your reality.
So I want to look at it as a unlimited.
Yes, okay, there you are. God has an unlimited supply for you. And it isn't that your neighbor gets it and you don't. It could be what you're creating. So let's go in and do that for you right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, isn't all of that just exciting? Don't you think so, Josephine?
Yes, I do. It is exciting.
When you get an explanation of what is happening, it's like this doorway opens up. And then you can't wait to go and try and to go and make all these things your reality. Because once you understand what is happening, manifesting becomes so much easier. What Charlene is doing now is she can't hear us because
oh, okay.
She is in the quantum field.
Oh. Well, then I think, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I was wondering if I was one of the cherubim.
What makes you wonder, dear?
Well, let's see. Would it be Metatron?
So what do you do? He says, oh, dear Josephine, you are a cherubim.
I'm sorry?
Did he say, Josephine, you're a cherubim, or was there some other way that he expressed that?
Well, I was on a call that took place not too long ago.
Okay.
And on this call, I suddenly got that I was a part of the group and that I had a cherubim connection.
Okay.
And it was Archangel, it was Metatron.
Okay, here's what we'll do, my dear. We'll go up to your records and we'll ask for your record because the records of the cherubim are very distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
And as they bring forth your record, the cover is this gorgeous aquamarine blue. And there is this golden, what looks like filigree, around the sides of the book cover. And if you have heard me chat in the past about this, what did I say about these colors?
Cherubim colors.
You got it, honey.
Well, I guess that answers that question.
You know what you can do? Give me a call tomorrow when I'm I have a radio show.
Okay.
By myself. We can talk a little bit more about it because right now it's 10 of the
right
hour.
I was just curious.
Well, now that you know, what are you going to do about it?
Call you tomorrow.
There you go. Call me tomorrow. We'll give a look-see about it.
Okay, now I want to know how you're feeling.
Lighter.
Okay. And now I want you to say my spirit, my body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life path.
Okay. My body, spirit, and soul
are now grounded to my life's path.
To my life path.
Yes. Because your path is tremendous, but there's all this that has come in to stop your ability, like you were just saying with the cherubim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you go into this other state of anxiety, and it stops you from going into that path that is really designated as yours.
Ah, okay. So I needed to ground into my path.
Yes, and say I'm now grounded to my life's path.
I am now grounded to that path.
Past lives, all lives.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll hear from you, huh?
Yeah, you sure will.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Josephine.
Okay, and thank you both so very, very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Our pleasure. Bye. Oh, such exciting things in the world, isn't it, Charlene?
I think so.
Yep.
A lot of, right now everybody's going into such a panic and a state of fear. And like we talked about before, be very aware that if you go into the state of fear, you can create fear.
You know, I think that's an excellent thing to talk about, Charlene, because
I think
it's
so.
True. There is a lot going on right now, and we need to think about how our emotions and our thoughts are creating exactly, they're bringing forth what we are feeling and thinking. And if you're going to put fear in your mind and you're going to put lack in your mind, that's what's going to come forth in your life.
Well, see, God's given us the ability to create this life. Are we not creating our life by our experience?
Absolutely.
So we have to be very, very careful and aware. And when people start going into this fear mode that everybody's in, then you have to just cancel it and say, no, that's not the way I see it. I see
it. Sweetheart, we have two minutes, Carolyn. and what I want to do is this. I want to encourage people to go to Metatron Minutes, www.metatronminutes. Consider the free newsletter that we have. Consider joining the conference call. We now are doing a live reading with Lord Metatron and Yeshua's Journey of the Soul. And if you'd be kind enough to give your number out, Charlene.
It's 801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time.
Okay, we got half a minute, darling. Is there anything that you can say that you would like to leave the people with?
Yes. Always maintain a state of hope and love. Release fear.
Well, that's a good thing to end the show with. Tomorrow, join me, Carolyn Evers, for the show then. And in 2 weeks, a show again with Charlene and myself. Goodbye to all of you. Goodbye, Charlene, and thank you so much for participating in this. Loved having you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, everybody.